Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Each new role is going to cost you money, and it comes with a bunch of stress around whether it's going to work and whether we can afford it. And it's tempting just to add responsibilities to existing team members.
Or maybe you hire for what we call hybrid roles to cover a couple of areas. So you get someone new and you're like, hey, let's get two for the price of one.
For example, making your office manager the marketing manager too, or getting your estimator to also be your salesperson.
How can I do this for the least money, the least risk? What if it goes wrong? And it seems really cost effective, but it's not. And I get it. Most people do this, honestly. It seems like the logical thing to do. You might fix the situation for now, but it leaves a whole bunch of issues down the track. There's a mistake that almost all tradie and contracting business owners make with their team when growing their business. Now, this mistake is understandable because it feels like the decision will limit your hiring risks and save you money, but in the long run, it creates major problems. Tune into this episode where we reveal what this mistake is, how making this mistake will stop your business growing, and how to avoid this mistake in the first place.
You're listening to the Profitable Tradie Podcast. We will help you turn your business into a money-making machine. We know you're busy, so we'll make it worth your time. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, time is money, and we're here to help you make more of both. So hit the follow button, and let's get started. To the podcast.
Welcome to the Profitable Tradie Podcast. Tony Fraser-Jones here, your host, with Phil Smith, my co-host.
G'day, mate.
How's it going?
Always good. Ready to roll.
Let's get into this big mistake. What are we drilling into today, buddy?
Well, we're talking about how as your business grows, basically you need more people to help. And, you know, the demands for each role are going to grow too. So, you know, we have office manager, ops manager, estimator, or at least all of these functions that need to happen in the business. And each new role is going to cost you money. And it comes with a bunch of stress around whether it's going to work and whether we can afford it. And it's tempting just to add responsibilities to existing team members. For example, making your office manager the marketing manager too, or getting your estimator to also be your salesperson, and you know, the list goes on.
Yeah, or you hire for what we call hybrid roles to cover a couple of areas. So you get someone new and you're like, hey, let's get two for the price of one. Let's get an operations manager in who's actually going to do some pricing and estimating for us as well. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of limit the risk and we think we're onto a good thing. But often this seems like a good solution at the time, but it can turn out, and often does, turn out to be a major hassle and a bottleneck that actually doesn't give you the results you want. It might be a short-term patch, but it really stuffs things up in the long term because of the bottlenecks that it creates.
Yeah, massive. And I'm sure you got a story to kick us off.
I do. This is a story about a very famous general, Napoleon. Now, in 1812, he was at sort of the height of his powers, a brilliant military leader. Like a lot of leaders, his ambition had no bounds and probably hadn't engaged his brain enough. He wanted to actually bring the Tsar of Russia, I think it was Alexander the First of Russia, he wanted to bring him to heel, wanted to give him a slap around the ears, knock him into line, and he wanted to enforce what he called his continental system, which was a trade blockade against Britain. So he launched this massive attack against Russia when he was fighting on other fronts already. I think it was about 600,000 troops. And so he wanted to sort of weaken Britain, he wanted to subjugate Russia, he wanted to ensure their loyalty, he wanted to maintain, you know, control over all of Europe as well, and, you know, there were already rebellions and dissents happening at this stage. So he kind of spread his focus in a number of areas, and unfortunately for him, we kind of know what happened there. The army marched on Russia, and the Russians are pretty crafty. They scorched everything as they retreated, so there was nothing left for Napoleon's army to eat. They got all the way to Moscow. Everything was burnt, nothing there. Winter came, it got bad, they had to retreat, and the Russians just mercilessly attacked them on the way back, and it was an absolute debacle. I think Napoleon went in with 600,000 troops and came out with 100,000, and it basically destroyed his empire in the long run. I think Hitler made the same mistake in World War II, fighting a lot of fronts. And this is what can happen if you have a role that's trying to do too much. You know, you're trying to cover off everything, but you can't, and your focus gets diverted, it gets, diffused, and it just doesn't really work that well. You kind of run out of puff for everything.
Yeah, you just don't want to spread yourself too thin.
You don't.
It's not going to work out. Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, if we actually get hybrid roles in place, you know, these joint roles, we really can run into some issues.
I think you end up having a business that does lots of things very averagely and to an average or a mediocre standard because there's just not the focus on one thing. I think you tend to, and we'll get into this, is you tend to focus on filling the gaps you have now, but you're not thinking about the future. And what that means is you can stress your key team members out, you limit the growth of the business in the future because they're actually tapped out trying to do too much. often you get frustrated with your team as well. You're like, this person's not performing because they're dropping some balls. But really the reason they're dropping balls is because the demands of the roles they have are too much. There's just too much going on. And you're expecting them to be Superman or Superwoman, and really they're just not set up for success. So you get super frustrated, and it's a bit of a downhill spiral.
Yeah, well, plus you're expecting them sometimes to be someone that they're not. Like, you might have combined two roles that are actually quite at odds with each other in terms of personality type, and so you've saddled someone with half a role they're good at and half a role that's just not them, and then you're frustrated at why they don't seem to be able to nail it, which is not fair on either side.
Yeah, or they're really good at one thing, and you make that assumption that because they're good at one thing, they can be good at everything.
They should be good at everything.
Well, you know, unfortunately, people, except for... Yeah, yourself.
Me and you,
well,
obviously.
It's good to judge your character. But apart from that, most people struggle. So there you go.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, you know, if we don't go down into this trap of hybrid roles, we actually have some pretty big upsides.
Yeah, I think if you have specific people for specific roles, you can create excellence in performance because people are really drilling into that role. You can nurture your team members and actually set them up for success. So give them a role that they can actually succeed in. And you'll create enough capacity in your business, not just to deal with what's happening now, but to actually explode the growth into the future. And I think that's important. And rather than being frustrated by your team, you'll actually be kind of like excited and surprised and stoked. Like, these people are crushing it. And that's because they're set up for success, not given too much to do, which really nobody could succeed in.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get that team of superstars. So let's get into what we do here. Should we dig into the initial problem?
Yeah. The initial problem, I think, is your business is growing. You've got too much work to do. And you think, well, okay, I need some more help. And that means, well, maybe I can hire someone and I've got a couple of things I can get them to do. Or maybe I've got someone in my business and I need to give them another role they can pick up. And either way, you're sort of thinking about it in a way is, how can I do this for the least money, the least risk? I fear spending money. What if it goes wrong? And it seems really cost effective, but it's not. And I get it. Most people do this, honestly. It seems like the logical thing to do. And the big problem, I guess, is that you might fix the situation for now, but it leads to a whole bunch of issues down the track.
Yeah, massively, massively. So shoot, let's get into some of the problems with hybrid. I think for me, the very first one is often you just end up chasing your tail because you're attempting to create a role based on the current amount of work that is being done in those functions. So an example of this is, let's say that you're combining the roles, you know, creating a hybrid role out of pricing and sales. So somebody is doing the pricing, the estimating, and they're also, you know, closing the deal on the back end. So if you're combining these two roles, you might say to yourself, well, currently I'm doing those functions and I spend about 20 hours a week doing pricing, and then obviously I'm doing sales. So as long as they do 20 hours a week of pricing, we're pricing the same amount of work, we're getting it done, and that leaves 20 hours for them to make sales. We're getting everything done. But the trap with that is that what you really needed was someone to be able to do more pricing than you're currently doing so that you can actually grow sales, and someone to do more sales activity than you're currently doing so that they can actually price all of these opportunities, which you're now doing because someone's pricing for 40 hours instead of 20. And so the real problem with this is that all you've done is reallocate the amount of work that's currently being done. You haven't actually grown capacity. You haven't actually given yourself room to grow. And the real issue with that is that you've added an overhead or an extra salary by hiring a new person, and you're not going to get any growth out of that role. And so therefore, like, you've got extra overhead, but not necessarily extra revenue to balance it. And so you actually just end up less profitable, which was the whole thing you were trying to avoid in the first place. Whereas if you've got someone solely focused on, say, pricing, more pricing is done. Someone solely focused on sales, more sales are made. And now you're making more sales at better priced work. You get growth and profit. It pays for both the roles, and it actually makes way more sense. So I think the real big thing is you don't want to end up chasing your tail just doing the same amount of work. Next thing is that you can underestimate the amount of work that actually needs to be done in those roles. So, you know, we've talked about it before, but if someone works 40 hours a week, you know, they're full time, by the time they go to the bathroom a few times a day, you know, they eat food and they attend all the meetings they need to attend for the role, you're not getting 40 hours worth of work. Say you're lucky to get 27. So when we look at this, if you've got someone who's filling two functions, then they're going to actually have more meetings they need to go to, and they've still got all of their downtime. And so actually you might end up with less of those functions being performed than what's currently happening by combining those roles. And so basically you've just underestimated the amount of work it's going to take. Not to mention putting someone else into a role, hey, they might not even work as fast as you. And that's pretty normal. You know, you're the business owner, it's your baby, you know it inside out, you probably work more efficiently. So there's going to be a lot that needs to happen in these roles, and you probably underestimate that when you combine them. And last one is you end up with a real lack of focus and specialization. And this hurts because if I have a, you know, a combined role, there's two things that I'm doing. One of them I'm going to be better at, and one of them I'm going to enjoy more. And it's probably the same thing, because you enjoy doing the thing that you win at, right? So again, if we look at pricing and sales, that's two different skill sets. And more importantly, even if you can do both skill sets, they're different personality traits. So someone who's going to be great at pricing is most likely going to be someone who loves to sit in a room on their own doing maths. They're probably introverted.
They love spreadsheets.
They love spreadsheets. They love detail. They love poring over numbers. Whereas on the other hand, someone who loves sales probably hates spreadsheets, hates numbers, hates being alone, doesn't want to sit in a room, doesn't want any downtime. They want to be out talking to people. They're an extroverted talker. And so, you know, when you don't have the specialization and you combine the two, an issue you run into is that basically you're going to have someone who's going to neglect half their job, even subconsciously, just because it's not the thing that they're good at or that they like. And so you can often get, you know, a decent amount of success in half the role and then just massive amount of neglect on the other half. And so that half underperforms. And you can sometimes not notice because they're performing really well in half the role, and that masks the lack of performance in the other half. So without that lack of, you know, with that lack of focus and specialization, you really get underperformance one way or another. It's very, very hard to have someone that truly excels in both bits.
Yeah, and I think another common area where people get some crossover is perhaps running operations and pricing as well. So my ops manager can do some pricing because we're a bit short on time. And again, those skill sets can often be different. You know, they're not necessarily complementary. So the pricing person is a detailed person, loves spreadsheets, perhaps a bit more introverted. The operations manager might also need to be detail focused, but they are actually a leader of people.
Yeah.
And so they need to be, you have somewhat of a directive approach, and are probably a little bit more controlling. Not necessarily in a bad way, but they take control of things, and that may be a skill set that doesn't necessarily sit with the person who is doing pricing. And so again, you've got a person trying to do two things, they're spread too thin with the skills that are not entirely appropriate for both roles.
Yeah, and even if you can learn the skills and develop the skills and maybe even show the skills, the personality is different, right? Like the person who's an ops manager is often going to be someone who, you know, is more to the people-focused side of the spectrum, whereas somebody who's a, you know, pricing personnel, you know, estimator or the likes, is probably more task-focused. They're actually probably not the same person, and that means even if they can learn the skills and do the tasks, one of them is way more natural to them, and they're going to enjoy it more, and they'll just favor it, even subconsciously. Not to mention from a capacity standpoint. So when we look at, again, taking away that specialization, another common one we see is, hey, I need to do some more marketing. And I feel like one of my office staff, you know, could pick that up. It'll be really handy. But if I've got a whole bunch of invoices to get done and I prefer doing that, then I'm going to neglect the marketing activities I was supposed to do that week. And so I'm smashing out all these invoices because we need to get paid, but I'm not actually generating any new leads for next week. So there'll be no invoices next week anyway. And so you can get these massive swings where one week they do heaps of marketing, but they really drop the ball in the office. Other weeks, you know, they're getting all their office tasks done because they're just bogged down with all of the, you know, the back end of your business. And so no proactive marketing is executed. And it's just a question of, it's very hard to prioritize everything. If everything is a priority, nothing's a priority. And so if I have a split focus, I'm going to prioritize one or the other. And the one I don't prioritize is going to suffer and underperform. And so, you know, when you've created a hybrid role or combined functions, You just don't get that focus, and something is going to give.
Yeah, it's like, as if you think about it, the person is almost pulled in two different directions inside themselves.
Yeah.
And when you are kind of divided like that, it is hard to get the best result for the tasks that you're doing.
Yeah. Whereas on the other hand, if we look at, you know, actually getting specialization, dropping the thought of this hybrid role, you know, what do we do?
Well,
with that?
I think you can have really clear objectives for the particular role, so that's important. Clear focus, so there's you know, one thing that you're responsible for, and you can get some clear metrics, so clear KPIs that don't necessarily conflict with each other, so that's helpful, and then you can get the right people for the role rather than, you know, the mixed sort of traits that we're talking about, and so the marketing person has marketing skills.
Yeah.
This happens a lot, particularly with office or admin people. It's like, well, marketing is kind of easy to do, but they actually just don't have the skills at all, and they end up doing a bad job. So get someone who actually has those skills and attributes. And the thing that's also quite powerful here that is forgotten is the more you do a thing, the better you get at it as well. And so if you're doing it half time or quarter time, you know, let's say you're doing it half time, you're going to learn half. You're going to be half as good because the reps are just not there.
Yeah, well, it's just like going to the gym, right? Like, if I'm only going to the gym one day a week, my progress is going to be much slower than somebody who goes every day. And so the real key with this is if I'm only spending, you know, we get some people coming through and they've got a role which only spends 20% of their week on one function. It's like, well, they're not going to progress very fast because they just don't spend any time on that. You know, it could only be 8 hours, you know, at least.
The big thing here, and underpinning this is, as you mentioned, Phil, and it was very insightful as usual, mate, actually.
Oh, thank you, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, you're pretty sharp. Is that if you often do hybrid roles, either someone internally or hire someone to kind of just deal with what you've got now. But specialization gives you the capacity to grow further. And businesses don't grow because they don't have the capacity to do more stuff. And typically, they just literally cannot price enough work to increase the revenue. They can only just price the work to feed the beast they have now. They don't literally create enough leads to generate more work to price.
Yeah.
And so without the capacity, it just never happens. And so that all operations is another example. Maybe you've got 6 or 7 tradespeople reporting to an ops manager, which is about the right span of control. You go past that, you'll find the profitability of the business dips because disorganization, lack of quality control, QA processes, training, morale, all that stuff just goes down. Yeah. So you've got to build up that capacity. That's a huge part of it.
And this can even happen, in the field with you guys on the tools. If you've got, different types of work that you do and you have somebody who, sometimes they're doing solar, sometimes they're doing general electrical servicing work, sometimes they're working on electrical projects and they're floating from team to team. Well, then if they're working between 3 teams, then on any given day, 2 of those teams are short. So one of them gets the guy and the other 2 don't. And so as a result, that's going to throttle how much work you can actually target in each one of those areas, because by shifting people around too much, you're actually not got the right amount of capacity anywhere. You're just trying to, have a catch-all. Whereas if you actually had people that were hired in a more specialized way, firstly, they get better at that type of work. They nail it faster. They do, hit better margins because they get really, really good in the specialty. And you create actual capacity in each one of those work types, which means you can focus on actually generating more work there because you can get it done. You have the hands. Whereas, you can get really, pulled pillar to post when you're actually shifting people around in too much of a hybrid way, even on the tools.
Yeah. Well, you think about just like solar installs. If you do one solar install every 6 weeks, how good are you going to be compared to the technician who's doing a solar install every day?
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what it's same in the back office.
Not to mention, and this leads to the next issue that we see with hybrid roles, is that when you have hybrid roles or combined functions, what that leads to is you hiring more hybrid roles. Because again, if we think about that floater in the field, if I've got someone who's floating and they're a generalist, can do everything, so I float them around. Because I'm floating them around, I don't actually see where my capacity bottleneck is in a work type. So now I have to hire more and more and more generalists so I can float them all around because I'm not actually specializing my teams. And it's the same in the office. If I have somebody who's doing office work and marketing, and then that gets to a capacity bottleneck, then I'm like, well, maybe I hire another person who also does some admin and some marketing, and you just carry on and carry on and carry on, getting these weird hybrid roles when you should have just had one of each. Again, if I've got someone who's doing pricing and sales, and I've created my entire pricing and sales system around one person doing the whole thing, what I end up doing is getting to a point where I need more pricing and sales firepower, so I hire another person to do that split function to amplify the system that I've built. Whereas if I had hired separate people to do it and specialized those roles, firstly, I know where the actual bottleneck is, and so I'm getting more specialists in to do the thing that's actually bottlenecking rather than the bottleneck being split between 2 functions and me not really knowing why or where it's actually happening.
I think if you look at large businesses and you can look at contracting and trading businesses, or if you look outside our industry and our niche, then any large business has a greater degree of specialization as it grows. It just has to. And that's kind of the nature, like the natural law of growing a business. And there are some coordination issues that come with that. And obviously that's about leadership and management. That's another whole podcast, and we definitely dig into that. But just know that specialization is part of the process of growing a business.
Yeah, and you'll move through this as a process. You know, as you start out, you will have some hybrid roles. Actually, the number one hybrid role, probably the most hybrided person in your entire business, is you. And that makes a lot of sense. When you started your business and you had one or two guys max, I mean, you were operations, admin, pricing, sales, everything like it. And so you're the ultimate hybrid role, which is why you didn't have capacity to get any bigger. And probably your first big jump in growth was when you got a specialized role, say an admin, to actually take something off your plate.
Or a tradesperson.
And do it well, you know, and give it their full attention. And then we find that as we grow, you know, again, you get someone into operations and they can actually run the jobs and the team. Then again, it really creates a massive amount of growth because you have a real focused piece of infrastructure. And again, you get an estimator over time, and now you can have someone who fully focuses on pricing, and it'll explode your growth again. So basically, the process of growing a business is kind of starts off with the process of you disintegrating your own hybrid role as much as you can. And then once you've done that, you need to make sure that that doesn't filter down and just become hybrids underneath you. And so again, I would challenge everybody listening, consider yourself in this as well, because likelihood is you're wearing many hats, and the more of those hats that you can give to a specialized person, it's not just off your plate, it's now being done really well to a greater deal of capacity and specialization and skill than what you were doing it. And what would that mean for your business?
This is the thing, and I know it's hard if you're listening to think that someone could possibly do something in your business better than you, but you get someone running operations for 12 months, focus just on that, you'll find flipping heck, they're doing stuff that I was never getting across. Same with pricing.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, you'll be like, far out, this person actually is. It's a little bit humbling, I've got to say, but
firstly,
it's true.
They could well be better than you.
Yeah.
And secondly, even if they're not, they will be in a short space of time, because you practice this for,
focus,
honestly, 20 yeah. hours a week, and yeah. they're going to be practicing for 40.
Yeah.
And it's their entire livelihood is just that. Whereas, like, I would hazard a guess that everybody listening, there is nothing that you do for 40 hours a week, because you definitely will have multiple functions that are sitting with you. So reality is, if somebody else did it for 40 hours a week, not only would they get really good really quick, but they'd give it a lot more effort, time, attention, and they're going to do a better job than you.
And so I think that the message there is that it's about transitioning away from hybrid roles if you're really serious about growth, because specialization is a key part of that process.
So looking into that, I mean, the first thing is, you know, we do a planning process with a lot of our members, particularly our boardroom, which is our higher level members, their bigger businesses. You know, we got guys in there that are doing, you know, millions of dollars in revenue per month, you know, making, you know, huge profits. And they're big businesses, right? And we work on this a lot with them because they've grown past, you know, being able to handle hybrid roles at all, really. They need that specialization. And a thing that we do with them is that we draw their org chart, you know, their organizational structure chart as it is now. And then we do a planning process where we plan where they'd like to be under a space of time. And we draw the org chart as it would need to look then. And what they're able to do is see the difference between where they are now and where they need to be in terms of personnel. Now, when we do that, a couple of really important things. Firstly is, don't write in all the names of the people you currently have, and don't create or write in the roles you've currently got based on the people you have. Just do it based on the functions that you need, so that you can see what roles would be needed, and just put everyone who currently works for you right out of your mind. After that, you can start filling in names and see where they fit, but the point of it is for you to see what roles would be required for you to be able to actually achieve what you want to achieve. And then we can see where people fit, because you don't want to be creating these weird, like, combined roles based on the fact that you've got John who likes to do sales and also, you know, admin.
Yeah, John's a good fella, we'll do this.
You're not building roles around the people, you're building the roles that you need and then slotting the people into them.
Let's talk through the process a bit, actually.
Yeah.
That process is, we'll figure out where you are now, then we figure out what profit you want to make in 12 months' time, and we know, based on your cost and the margins that you can achieve, what your revenue each month will be, and therefore we know, you know, how many tradespeople you need to hit that revenue. And if you have that many tradespeople, we know how many supervisors you need. We can figure out how many pricing people you need to get that work. And we have some metrics, because we've done this so often, we know what the metrics are. So we can tell our members exactly how many operations people and four people they need and how many estimators they'll need and what marketing people they'll need and what salespeople they'll need. And that's how you build that structure.
Yeah, well, we can just work it back. We know what revenue you need to achieve that profit. And as a result, we know what to achieve that amount of revenue. We look at what, you know, what an average sale is to you. Then we know how many jobs you need to get. We know your conversion rate on your leads. So we know how many prices you need to get out there, and we know how long it takes to price a job, and therefore we know how many people you need to actually price enough work to win enough work to hit that revenue number, to hit that profit number. We just work it right back, and that gives you, you know, a completely unbiased look at the personnel that you need in each function. And as a result of that, you know, you can see the true capacity. And what we find time and time again is there is just no real sense in creating combined roles. There's always, you know, focused capacity that's needed in each function. Yeah. And so I think the key with this is once you find that and you know the roles you need to be brave and hire them for true capacity and true growth in the capacity you've got. Don't just do these cockamimi hires that, you know, kind of band-aid over the amount of work that you're doing now. You've got to hire for extra capacity so you can get extra stuff done and actually get extra results. And then those extra results will always pay for the hire that you made. Yep. Always.
Yeah. And the hybrid role to save time, trying to kill two birds with one stone, just doesn't work to grow a business. It's appropriate at the start, but as you really want to grow and scale, it just doesn't cut the mustard because of all the reasons that we've talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully the point we're taking from this is don't do the hybrid roles.
Yeah.
Get real capacity with real specialization and play to the strengths of that role, and that way you can hire better. You can get the right people in that are actually going to crush it in that role. They'll pay for themselves easily because they actually nail the function and actually get you the extra results. So that's the point. Let's land this plane.
Let's do it. You cannot save your way to wealth and success in your business. You must invest in the right team structure and the right roles and create clear roles that will give your business the capacity and the skills needed to grow so that you can create the business that gives you time, money, and freedom. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of The Profitable Tradie Podcast.